You know, I wish I would have realized what I just realized during the break earlier, Mitch. I would have told you, you know what? We've still got one more bump music to play, right? Today?
No, because...
Going out of this break, though.
Oh, going out, yeah.
So like a bumper to the break?
What do you want to hear?
Papa Roach, Last Resort.
No.
I'll explain later. No. It's significant. I'll explain it.
There's an F-bomb in there. I can't play it.
Well, find the edited version. They probably have it on YouTube.
Radio. You have resources.
You could probably pull it off the
station.
Server. K-Rock probably has it somewhere on the server in the building. I'll carry this segment as long as I have to. If you can't find it, it's okay. But I would prefer to have Last Resort by Paul Ryan.
He's not going
to
do it.
Or Papa Roach, excuse me. Whoops. Yeah, he was apparently listening to it in his car, and I thought it was funny. So there's the significance of it today.
That's one of the greatest Freudian slips we've ever had on this show.
I will admit, that's a pretty good Freudian slip. All right. Well, hopefully there's no more left in this segment.
Yeah.
I was going to try, and I figured you might come in with a case for me that Dana Altman could actually beat Kansas.
No. But it's not. It's nothing against him.
You're just giving up on Dana Altman and Oregon.
No, I'm not giving up on Dana Altman. Dana Altman's a good coach. He just doesn't have the team. Oregon doesn't match up with Kansas very well, in my opinion. But, you know, I thought that Purdue did match up with Kansas well, and we saw how that went last night. Frank Mason's too good.
Well, and Oregon is just more like they're not the curveball to the fastball of Kansas. You know, they're not they're not something different. They're not stylistically different. They're athletic. They're more free-flowing, similar in style to Kansas, but, yeah, just not as good with their athletes. So I think that probably is a bad sign for Oregon. But I'm here to tell you that there is some history that means Dana Altman can beat the Kansas Jayhawks, and that is Dana Altman in his career. There are 8 losses, yes, against Kansas. But you know what else there is?
2 wins.
2 wins. There are 2 wins. He is 2-8 against Kansas. Now, can you name me the 2 games that Dana Altman has won against Kansas?
Well, I know that one of them was in Allen Fieldhouse.
Say no more.
You talked about it, how bad Kansas State wanted this game. They wanted it so badly that they got after the loose balls. They did what was necessary to maintain and get possessions to be able to stay in this game here in Allen Fieldhouse.
Number one falls yet again in college basketball. Dana Altman's Kansas State Wildcats get the win, 68-64.
How about that? Tim Brando on the call for the game in Allen Fieldhouse in 1994.
Yeah, good job getting that audio. But, yeah, I knew about that one. I believe the other one was 89 or something like that.
Close-ish. 1993, the Big 8 tournament. Anthony Bean knocked down a nails three-pointer like at the shot clock buzzer to help get that thing done.
That might have been the story of the game. Walters didn't have his stuff today. Kansas State did. Roy, a classy guy, congratulating Dana Altman on his first ever win over the Jayhawks.
A very young Dave Armstrong there.
Yeah.
Very young Dave Armstrong on the call for that Big 8 tournament victory for Dana Altman over Roy Williams and the Kansas Jayhawks. So, I don't know what other proof you need. He's beaten Kansas before as a Kansas State head coach, so he can certainly get it done to help out the purple-clad Manhattan faithful.
I would be pretty stunned. I saw Kansas opened 6.5 over Oregon. So, is John in Vegas going to chime in on that?
No, but I did forget to mention earlier that John in Vegas is 2-0. I said that I was 2-0, but I didn't break everything down. I had the Kansas pick right, even though I was iffy on that. They were 5-point favorites. They covered that about as well as you can cover a line ever. And then the other one that I had was West Virginia plus 3.5. And my roommate can attest, as I was watching the end of that West Virginia game, even after it ended, I was like disappointed for a second. And then I looked up and I was like, oh, hey, it was a 3-point game. They covered.
You told me money line too.
Yeah.
Yesterday on the show. You said that. So you cannot, you have to own that. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
It's on our website right now. I can pull it up.
Yeah, yes. Okay, I did.
So what are the two tonight?
The two that you got to watch out for tonight, after I'm off to a 2-0 start here, I have Wisconsin plus 2, because that's another one where I figure the wrong team is favored. So I think Wisconsin should be the favorite there. I think they'll win that game over Florida. The other one, and this is somewhat more heart over head, but this was the North Carolina. They're 7.5-point favorites over Butler. I think they will overwhelm Butler and win that game by double digits.
Okay.
So those are my two picks tonight. If you put any stock into what I did yesterday, it should be smooth sailing. Smooth sailing tonight for North Carolina and Wisconsin. Mitch, if you don't have it, it's okay. I need some kind of bed music.
Well, I think he's got it. Maybe.
Cut my life into
okay.
pieces.
This no cursing?
No, I checked it out. Should be good.
Okay. All right.
God,
thank you,
this
Mitch.
Is so bad.
Thank you, Mitch. Oh, it's a terrible song. Oh, yeah. It's
how old is this?
This is like 2002, 2003.
I want to say 99, 2000. Okay. But this singer is no longer with Papa Roach.
As if the show hadn't been goofy enough already. Let's get goofier. You can't be serious to end things out here. Let's get weird.